On this episode, we do a post-IPO analysis on stationery and office supplies, the recently listed distributors of stationery and office supplies. Good morning, investors. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Beyond the Stock Price. It's Friday, so hashtag Investor Friday. It's September 8th, 2017. My name is Deroy Davis, the stock sage, coming to you from CVI headquarters in Kingston, Jamaica. The most recent member of the Jamaica Stock Exchange Junior Market listed an invitation price of $2. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at what happened with it post the IPO listing. So the stock came out on the junior stock market at $2 per share. The company was seeking approximately $95 million. So SOS, the most recent member of the junior stock exchange, listed on the junior market in early August at an invitation price of $2. And a week later, the company's stock was trading at $5. So in this episode, we're going to be looking at how that happened and what were the events at play and where I see this going. This is a two-part episode. So in this part, we're just going to be looking at the events leading up to that share price, my initial thoughts after reading the prospectus of the company and what gains we actually materialize, what gains are actually realized from us participating in that IPO here at CVI. Okay, so the company issued 27,524,100 shares in a bid to raise $95,048,200. In the prospectus, the management detailed the intent for $36 million to be used to acquire an adjoining property on Beechwood Avenue. They also stated that $16 million would have been used to increase the inventory of fast-moving goods, and also that a further $31 million would be used to service existing debt. They also mentioned that approximately $12 million out of the funds raised would be used to finance the IPO. So my initial thoughts immediately after reading the prospectus was that this is a growth stock. This is a fundamentally strong company. In fact, the company's story reminded me very much of Rose Blumkin, from whom Warren Buffett purchased the Nebraska Furniture Mart, I believe, in the 90s. The story read pretty much the same in my view. It was a family-owned business, relatively high margins, a very credible management team, and a company that was basically growing at a steady rate year over year. In terms of looking a little bit deeper into it and realizing that the company was going to be spending approximately 50% of the funds raised just to acquire assets, and that a further 36% were going to be used to retire previous debt, the decision to actually invest in that company became literally became a no-brainer. For full disclosure, I should mention that though we are value investors, we had the intention of purchasing this stock or buying into this company solely for capital appreciation. It may not have been noble, but that was our intent. We were basically looking to get in at the invitation price and to exit as soon as the stock raised by approximately 120%. We chose 120% because we wanted to basically make a net earning of 100%, and the additional 20% would have essentially been to offset the fees that we would have paid when we exited the stock.